U.S. Ambassador to the U.N., Madeleine Albright, objected to the Premier's use of the phrase jiggly in the ha-ha, and defended Secretary of State Christopher's record on human rights. I'm Carl Castle, National Public Radio News, Washington.
WNPR. Classic classic. All day, every day.
Crazy Carl for beating America their daily breakfast factoid. Ain't that right, Carl?
Whatever.
Okay, here's your new WNBR's Morning Menagerie with me, James Boy.
Hello, James Boy.
And I'm William. So, tell me, William, what'd you do this weekend?
Well, James, me and Garrison Keeler went out, got us some tall boys, and got the Mostly Mozart Festival. Let me tell you, that Gary ain't so shy with about 8 beers in him.
Wait, for the Cleveland Orchestra?
You know it.
All right.
What about you there, James Boy? What'd you do this weekend?
Well, me and guess who?
Terry Gross.
That's right, Terry Gross partied already all weekend long. Got drunk and in her own park.
Oh, talk about your fresh air.
Anyway, I see it's 55 past the hour now. It's number one of Crazy Girl Castle's patented daily editorial. It's going to be Carl.
As you have undoubtedly noticed, WMPR is joining the inexorable march toward mediocrity and cultural terrorism. In a transparent attempt to appeal to the drooling, subliterate masses that make up the bulk of this rapidly disintegrating society, the powers that be in Washington decided to give Joe Sixpack his daily dose of fart humor, boob jokes, and rude noises. Yesterday, National Public Radio was home to culture. Today, it's home to two men who giggle at the name Slobodan Milosevic. The true tragedy is as the popularity goes up, the quality definitely goes down. And what's more...
Okay! Looks like Carl's been hitting the Wally sauce! We'll be hearing more from Carl at 6 or whenever his medication kicks in.
Anyway, looks like we've got a caller. Hello, caller, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm Sherry. I listen to you guys every morning as I drive to the coal mine.
Well, guess what, Sherry? Congratulations, you're our 10th caller!
Wow!
Congratulations, you're the winner!
Yes! Wow, I never win!
That's right, Sherry, you've just won yourself 2 free tickets to hear Noam Chomsky speak at Mecca New Community College for the Pentagon's secret war in South America!
What's your favorite radio station, Sherry?
This one!
Yeah, right! Okay, but seriously, Sherry, enjoy those tickets. Compliments to the station that plays you the best music in the 17, 18, 1900s of today. WNPR.
Where it's classic, classic, all day long.
And I see with the clock on the wall that it's time for a commercial from one of our underwriters.
Oh, do we gotta do it, James?
Hey, it's either that or a pledge drive.
Oh, go to the commercial.
Boy, is my life bad.
Hey, have you tried product?
Yeah, but it didn't help.
Maybe you should try a new improved product with ingredient.
Hey, you're a celebrity.
That's right.
You were in an exercise video and commercial.
Right again, I was once just like you. My life was bad.
What did you do?
Well, I bought product, and then my life was good.
Wow.
But then I abused substance, and overnight my life went from good to bad.
What did you do?
I bought new improved product with ingredient, and now my life is good.
How can I get new improved product with ingredient?
Listen!
Take currency to store and purchase new improved product with ingredient.
Welcome back to James Boy and Willie in the morning.
Okay, we're back here on WNBR Morning Menagerie. And it looks like it's time for an Ear in the Sky report from our own Cookie Roberts with the Ear in the Sky Airborne Opinion Poll and the Ear in the Sky Jumper. Take me away, Cookie.
Cookie, that's good enough for me.
Okay, thank you, Cookie. You'll be in my dreams, up, up, and away with my beautiful Cookie. Okay, we're back here in WNDR, and I, you know what it is? It's still Bocktober all this month.
That's right, James. It's time for another Bock Block.
So guys, here's Box Tuber Symphony coming at you. We'll see you in 4 hours.
WNBR. Clap, clap.